Another wave of rain will be moving through the Midwest today and tomorrow, and that's not likely to prevent much field work from occurring in quite a few areas from the Mississippi River eastward. The precipitation is expected to be locally moderate, and we'll probably see very little opportunity for getting back into the fields until we get into the end of the week and into the weekend. The disturbance that's responsible for all this will be chased by some cooler weather again, so the temperatures will be even cooler yet as we move forward into the end of the work week and during the weekend. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s, which is well below average for this time of the year. Normals should be up around the lower 70s in parts of the lower Midwest and upper 60s to near 70 in the north, so those temperatures will be well below average. We'll expect to see the coolness beginning to abate as we go forward into the weekend and on into next week. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build up across portions of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi River basin. As it does evolve, two things will likely take place. Number one, we'll see less precipitation for a little while. Number two, it'll turn quite a bit warmer. Temperatures will likely rise above average over a big part of the plains and the western and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we move forward into the latter half of next week and into the following weekend. The second thing that will take place is that we'll probably see the precipitation events that occur becoming more limited to the north and eastern portions of the Midwest, and that will help to bring on better field working opportunities in some of the areas in the south and west, but some of those areas have already been somewhat dry, so we're going to continue to monitor those areas. This fits very well with the long-range outlook we released for the summer. If you recall, we suggested that the southern plains and the southwestern Corn Belt as well as the Delta would all be struggling with dryness at some point during the summer season. Certainly the scenario that's being set up right now suggests that maybe that's the direction we're moving in, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. We will expect the near-term forecast to be favorable for farming in general. There should be a good mix of rain and sunshine, as well as enough soil moisture in the ground to continue supporting crops in a favorable manner. Tomorrow morning, though, and again on Friday morning, we may have to deal with some frost and freezes in the upper Midwest. This is raised some concern for some producers and traders out there today, but it looks as though most of the emerged crop isn't going to be far enough advanced to be seriously impacted by those temperatures, which will get into the upper 20s and 30s across the upper parts of the region. We won't expect to see any threatening cold occurring in the southern parts of the western Corn Belt or anywhere in the eastern parts of the Midwest, although temperatures will be rather chilly. Afternoon highs will be mostly in the 50s and lower 60s here today, as well as tomorrow, as well as Friday, and on into Saturday. It won't be until sometime Sunday that we start seeing temperatures rebounding back to a more normal range of 60s and lower 70s. And then after that, we may actually see temperatures work their way back into some 70 and 80 degree readings as we get to midweek next week. A warm front and associated low pressure system are expected to evolve across parts of the northern plains this weekend. That frontal system and the associated precipitation will work its way across the upper parts of the Midwest as we finish out the weekend and move into Monday. And some of that precipitation will then work its way through the Great Lakes region and down into the eastern portions of the Midwest. So these are the times that we'll probably see rain and thunderstorms returning to quite a few areas. The precipitation that occurs during that period of time will be highly varied, probably most significant, though, in the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll expect the lower portions of the Midwest to see a very limited amount of rainfall after we get done with the current storm system that pushes through the region here over the next 2 days. Any other precipitation that occurs during the Friday through Monday period will likely be just random showers in the south without having much meaning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.